This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on August 06, 2026. Digital Africa's launch of a $58 million seed fund for pre-seed and seed startups in 20 underserved African markets is a significant move, with tickets up to $2.3 million. This fund will likely provide much-needed capital to early-stage startups in these markets. But our read at Tech Cocoon is that the structure underneath these funding headlines is concentration, with a shrinking number of companies carrying a growing share of disclosed capital. For builders, this means it's crucial to focus on the long tail below Series A, where the real scarcity sits, and to understand the instrument mix, which is shifting from equity to debt. What does it take for a seed fund to truly move the needle in these underserved markets? And can a $58 million fund make a meaningful dent in the ecosystem? The answer lies in the portfolio metrics and the debt-equity split of each raise, which will determine the fund's overall impact. Omni Retail's launch of Omni One, a platform connecting FMCG manufacturers, distributors, and lenders across Nigeria, Ghana, and Côte d'Ivoire, is a notable development in the e-commerce space. By digitizing the supply chain behind informal retail, Omni One may have better economics than B2C platforms trying to replace it. But it's essentially a logistics and credit business that lives or dies on working capital discipline. For operators, this means focusing on inventory turns and receivables days to ensure the model's sustainability, and asking who will finance informal retail's digitization at scale. Dodai's $13 million Series A to scale electric motorbikes and battery swapping in Ethiopia is a capital-hungry model that requires careful attention to portfolio quality, collection rates, and cost of capital. As we've argued at Tech Cocoon, most African clean tech and e-mobility companies are asset finance businesses wearing hardware branding and should be judged as lenders, not gadget makers. For investors, this means scrutinizing the debt-equity split of the raise and the blended cost of capital to determine whether the model can achieve unit-level payback that beats asset depreciation in African operating conditions. Rwanda's selection of 12 youth-led agritech startups for the bootcamp stage of the AUT Africa Challenge highlights the potential for young innovators to drive growth in the sector. Yesterday, we talked about the risks of satellite internet, but today's story is about the opportunities in agritech, where local capital formation and domestic corporates entering startup cap tables can change who decides what gets built. For builders, this means focusing on the signals that matter, such as portfolio metrics and cost of capital, and asking which African pension regulators will move first to unlock meaningful domestic LP capital, and what changes when they do. That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akayeza.